Hello.
Hello.
And welcome.
Hello.
To.
Hello.
The Buzz Factor.
Hello.
Your hosts, Hugh and...
Oh, yeah, there was a lot of chat.
I missed the chat. I wasn't...
Apologies for the time.
Are we late? Oh, do you mean the time in the chat?
The time of the clock.
Yeah. The time of the clock. The time of the clock is now.
We got a fan that might want to join. Ooh.
Hey, TPP, and hey, Weblord Pepe.
Welcome everyone.
I hope everyone's having a wonderful weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, a wonderful week.
Do you know what day it is today?
Let me check. It is the 4th of October. October?
That's October. Right. It is our 100th episode.
It's our 100th episode. Whoa. It's almost our 101st episode. I will say.
Can you believe we've been doing this?
I don't know.
For like... 2 years, over 2 years.
On one hand, I'm like, no way. Like, it feels like way shorter than that. Then on the other hand, I'm like, oh no, we do this a lot. So I kind of can believe it.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Also, I'm a little bit sick today.
Yeah, so, you are. You sound terrible.
A bicycle almost went through a red light. Does that count as going through a red light?
Oh, that is naughty. He's past the intersection line.
Oh, he did it. He fucking did it. Count him up. Oh, yeah. Also, we haven't reset the count.
Oh, though. Yeah. I'm going to go 13. Oh.
Like, this candle's already what? You're going to go 13. I'm going to go 11.
Yeah, daylight savings, man.
I'm going 11. Bus count. 0. 100th episode. Maybe we'll have some buses run red lights.
Maybe I should just go 100.
Maybe.
But what if I go 100 and just count up all the previous shows, but only the last 10 shows, because otherwise I'll just have like 1,000.
More than 100. So we got 11 from Stephen, SS23. We got 12 from TPP, and we got 13 from Hugh.
Yeah, 13, because that was what the thing said at the top just then.
We should have a clip show. Do you mean like when we... 11 for you. I've already picked 11. I don't know about this, stealing this. A clip show isn't like we should go back and like clips from the last 100 episodes and be like,
oh, we've been meaning to do that for so long.
It's looking back on the past 100 episodes, all your favorite moments,
quite tiresome.
That would have been real cool.
You guys just can't imagine how many videos I've watched of this one intersection.
Like, the last one,
I've watched more of this one because we didn't have the AI at the last one.
That would be funny, to go through and have it. It'd be good as well.
Sitting by a fireplace. Yeah, we could do that. Yeah. There's no fireplace. We could start a fire just on the roof.
Start a fire. What do you reckon, if we like, can you make a bus catch fire pretty easy, right? Don't those catch fire pretty easy? Like,
yeah, I hear they, oh my God, I thought that guy was just going, because I was watching the replay and like he just zoomed up to it and out the window I saw him actually going.
And you hear the noise and it's all like, ah.
100 episodes, mate.
It's almost 101 episodes, isn't it?
Yeah, almost. If you want to talk about that. I mean, what are we doing for our 101st show?
101st show. Probably just same thing we do every week. Although, okay. I need to take like a fucking month off because I have Christchurch Con.
Yep.
And we have Kauai Con.
Yep.
And then I'm going away for a week, but that includes like an extra week after that. Oh, it's only 3 weeks, I guess.
So next week we can't do a show.
Is that Christchurch?
I think next week's Christchurch. Yep. I'm not going.
That's true. Yeah, we're going to be split up.
What about? We do a show for Kauai Con.
Oh, snap. We did that last... Did we do it last year?
I think we did. We went to the penthouse.
Did the penthouse. That's right. I remember. Yeah, we did a penthouse show last... Dude, that was a good episode, wasn't it? We've had some good... Remember
that
the boat episode?
Really odd. Oh, yeah, the boat episode was pretty cool.
The boat episode. We did a boat episode once.
Like, it was really weird watching the video on
floating.
That. It just kept going up and down. I felt like ill afterwards.
Yeah. Think about it. We've had some pretty special episodes. Remember the Christchurch episode?
I do like our specials.
We have some specials.
We could do more specials just around Wellington.
Real lazy, though.
We could just go to a random pub.
Yeah. I like keeping the special, though.
Yeah. 100 episodes.
100 episodes.
I like this thing if we...
What episode is the boat? If you go look up the date of B-Sides Wellington...
Just search YouTube for Boat Factor.
Did we upload it with that name?
I think we did. I'll just double check. YouTube.
Yeah.
The Boat Factor.
Yeah.
door.
The specials are pretty good.
I'm really slow typing with one hand while holding a microphone. Okay, it is not in the top results.
No, you'd have to go to our channel and search for it.
What but about if you put the bus factor?
Nah, it's not going to come up.
Or I reckon it might because I put capital Yeah!
Episode 19?
It was in the description. Yeah, episode 19. Episode 19. Was a long time ago.
Ages ago.
Who's this guy?
I don't know. Lawrence.
Looks like a conference talk.
Yeah, because the bus factor is like a conference talk.
They'll be talking about that bus factor, yeah.
Yeah, the other bus factor. I went up to a friend and I was like, hey, man. Do you know about the bus factor? And he was like, yeah, it's the thing. And I was like, that's not the bus factor I'm talking about.
Look at that.
Whoa. We got posted on Vic Deals. Isn't it funny that Vic
I'm
Deals...
I'm not sure the announcement is like the most...
compelling.
Obvious.
Oh, yeah.
Like when you go here, I think I only see it because I've liked it and commented maybe.
Or not, yeah.
And I don't actually know how Facebook works. But
neither do I.
Yeah, I did that.
Vic Deals, home of Wellington Deals, not just Vic. It's a bit weird like that, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I think it started off being Vic Deals. Yeah.
It's also...
Yeah, that's the boat factor. Oh, boat factor. Look at it go. Oh, it's just so, like, distracting.
We did a full, like, at the end, we showed people around the boat.
Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah. Like
During the ending. Yeah, we went around the whole boat and showed everyone.
Yeah, and some people ducked and some people didn't.
Oh, we got so many waves. Didn't we count waves? Yeah, waivers.
Oh, yeah, waivers. We couldn't 17 count buses. Waves.
17 waves, yeah.
Oh, we could see that one bus.
We couldn't see if he was going through a red
light.
Oh,
yeah, someone was not getting out of the way of the ducking. So I'm like, let's look at this building for a while. Yeah. I like how no one else can see this and I'm just talking about it.
Well, we saw it. We saw it. And if you went and see the episode... Episode 17, that was a long time ago.
What we should do is make a list of all our specials and put that on the website as
list
well.
Of specials,
maybe.
Yeah.
I was thinking about the website. We do need to like spruce it up.
It's because it was good when we first made it. It was bad, but it was fine. But then you've made all these little tweaks that make it look real ugly.
No, well, you need the RSS feed. People ask for the RSS feed.
Who asked for the RSS feed?
People that listen to it remotely, not through this.
I mean, names.
I'm not giving names. They're private listeners.
But you do have someone who asked for it. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I had a few people.
Because no one can even fucking see the RSS feed.
You know it's there if you know it's there.
Yeah, but you could just press Control U and grab it, right? I don't know.
Think that's...
live stream. Because we talked about doing like a...
Oh, yeah. So we do have that. Yeah. We've got that. And I suppose we got this. Yeah, we did add that.
We talked about doing lots of stuff. Also, I haven't been watching. So, haven't been watching the buses. So...
I can look at that.
What's that?
We're also on Patreon if people want to look us there.
Yeah. I'm a bus factor addict. I need a bus factor. Doesn't matter where, doesn't matter when. I need it. I went back and listened to an episode the other week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It was a pretty good episode. It's one of those episodes I thought, that was a good
one. I think our first ones were, I don't know. They were different.
Yeah, they were different, yeah. Remember
when do I have a 100 hours free just to...
go through. That's what I was thinking. I was like, how long would it take to listen to all of them?
Roughly 100 hours, Steven.
Roughly 100 hours. That's a lot of time. Think about that in terms of 40-hour weeks. That's over 2 full-time weeks of doing this shit.
Yeah, but thinking in terms of 24-hour days, that's like 4
it's
and a bit
a
days.
Lot. It's still a lot of days. That's without sleeping. That's a lot of fucking days.
Oh, you can sleep through some of the episodes.
But you don't know what they are. You don't know which ones you can sleep through. This is the problem. Do you reckon we could get a deal hooked up with Air New Zealand? Because I was on a plane recently. That's why I wasn't here last week.
We were going to do a plane factor.
We have talked about doing a plane factor. I am not super comfortable pulling out all of this equipment in the middle of a plane and talking loudly. Because we have to talk.
We don't have to talk that loudly. We can talk this loudly. Like, you can hear me.
So what about my exuberant personality?
All right, well, but have you noticed on a plane, like, you can talk pretty loudly and people still can't really hear you because, like, there's so much other noise.
Fuck off, they can't hear you. Everyone can hear you.
All right, fine.
On a plane, it's like the opposite. You can whisper to the person next to you and, like, people in front and behind can hear you.
Do planes go through red lights? Don't know, but we might see a bus from afar.
They don't go through red lights, but they can violate ATC orders. right?
Yeah, but we wouldn't know that.
Well,
it might be too sweary. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But you can listen to, you can. You can take a little receiver on and listen to the ATC while you're going, while we're on there.
Yeah.
We wouldn't be able to. I doubt ATC violations are pretty hardcore, so I don't think we would. Okay, new plan. We transmit on the ATC frequency while the planes are there.
Yeah.
We just transmit.
We've got the equipment for that.
Just land now, bro. Just land now.
Do a barrel roll.
Do a barrel roll.
Oh, my God. That would be frightening.
Illegal. Illegal is... Oh, yeah. It's actually real annoying, New Zealand. You can listen to it, but you can't rebroadcast. So we wouldn't be able to share what we're hearing.
I like how you just know stuff, TPP.
It's not even that you can't rebroadcast it. It's also you can't act on the information. So it's like a weird... It's not just about rebroadcast. It's like, I don't know. I'm like, also, no, he didn't go through a red light. That taxi did, though. That taxi. That's a crazy taxi.
Oh, yeah. I suppose I have that story. So, I don't know.
You want to get into some stories, do you?
Yeah, we could do. I've got quite a few.
Yeah, I've got like shit all, so.
So, you know, oh, sweet. I'm getting t-shirts.
Nice.
You know that case? The... Jacob's report.
Yeah,
Choose
the
Lane.
Jacob's report. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
So you've heard a bit about this.
Fuck yeah, I've heard a bit about it. This one, like out of all the things you've taken up as a cause, this one is my most mind-boggling one. Where they produced a report. Well, let's just briefly go over it for those who haven't heard of it.
Summarize it again. So I threw it out, but
they gave
I've
us
got
a
the PDF.
We were like, yo, lots of buses run red lights here. They said, we've commissioned an independent report into it. So we got the Jacobs report, we read it.
I'm just going to interrupt you there. Okay. We told them about lots of buses. Then a year later, they got this report.
It wasn't immediate. Anyway, so the report said, essentially, hey, there were like two... So they monitored for 2 hours every morning for a week.
Yeah.
And they said, we have, I think, three buses who went through red lights. Maybe four.
Three buses.
And so we said... Huh, that does not match up with what we're expecting. Guess what? We had the fucking, we had the machine running one of those
days. One of the days. Oh,
one
only
of
one.
Imagine if we had all of them. But we had it running for one of those days. So, we can probably Lagoima the report, actually. We can.
I've already got the report.
In Lagoima format?
I've just got the report. Like, what do you mean Lagoima format?
For other people to see it.
Oh, I can just... Give it.
Yeah, okay. So
I have it.
We can post it somewhere. Where was I? Yeah. So we looked at the footage from the machine. During just that morning, that's true. We only have revision 2. Remember, they got it edited.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you could look at revision 1.
I could. They would be so fucked off if I did that.
Lagoima's like OIA. It's the official Local Government Official Information and Meetings Act.
Ooh, someone knows how to do things.
Lagoima. So anyway, we checked the footage and the machine told us that we had something like 8 buses run a red light during that 2 hour period. And we were like, motherfucker, what? Like, how crazy is that? They just fucking lied. So anyway, we went back to them. Honest mistake. Who knows? We don't know what they're doing. So we said to them, hey, buddy, we have a few instances where I believe a bus did run a red light during this time. Can you just clarify? Do you see a bus running a red light in your footage at this time? Yeah, it was pretty gross. He's right into the microphone. So we asked them, and they said, no, we don't... Oh, no, hang on. They didn't say we don't see a bus running a red light. They say...
We find nothing of concern. We have reviewed all of the footage, and we find nothing of concern.
But we understand that there may be different opinions.
Yeah.
What
they kind of
bullshit. What bullshit is that?
They kind of implied
bus running a red light, fucking
our footage was just made up or something.
Yeah, the way they phrased it, it made out like...
Oh, did I burp in the microphone?
You did a real bad one. It's gross.
Oh.
Yeah, that was way fucked up, right? It's just the most fucked up response.
Yeah, they were kind of implying that our footage was just made up. I'm like, what the fuck? Like,
here's video footage of someone breaking the law. You know, it's... Everyone's got a few different ideas.
But yeah, anyway, I Lagoimed a few things regarding this report.
Because it was fucked up.
Because I'm like, okay, I'm going to get this one thing. Here's one bus that has run a red light. They seem to not care about it.
Yeah.
I'll
just Legoima, figure out, like, why is that?
Yeah,
not
Legoima over like an hour because I'm like, oh, our time might be off. It was off by 10 minutes, just FYI.
Yeah, that's true. We didn't know exactly what the timing was and all that stuff.
But they said they looked a long time around.
Yeah, they said they checked all the footage and
they
found nothing of concern.
All, yeah.
They could have just watched for like fucking a tiny amount of time.
But yeah, so I Legoima'd just for an hour. All Route 24 is going through and photos of when they go through, because I knew a Route 24 ran a red during that time.
Yeah. And within about a 1 hour window. Yeah.
They were like, nah.
Nah.
But yeah, in the Legoima request, they're like, we're going to have to extend this 2 months to make necessary consultations.
And it's like, what the fuck does that even mean?
And so, yeah, made a complaint about that. And then they were like, we've decided to grant your request for this information. However, we're going to charge you for it.
They were expecting you to not pay it.
Oh, they definitely were. I would have paid.
You're like, fuck you, I'm middle class enough to pay this.
But they also said that I could come in and look at it. So I'm like, okay, most of my requests now is no longer a thing. So I wrote back being like, oh, as you're letting me look at it, I don't actually need any of this other information. That was only as you were going to lie and I needed to correlate it.
Yeah, they can charge. Under the Legoima Act, they basically got to charge for time and materials. Within reason.
But yeah, they still said they would have to charge me for the time that I come and look at the video footage. So I was basically paying for myself, except I didn't get any of the money.
They have to pay an intern to look at you and see if you're going to fucking flip out.
Oh, it wasn't an intern. It was like the EA to the general manager. And yeah, she was just sitting in the room with me. But yeah. I'm like, she was doing other work. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, she gave me the laptop. I looked at it. Put it on fast speed. I
immediately found this bus running a red light.
Found the one that, so I basically skipped to 10 minutes before my report, then like just fast forwarded until there. And I was like, cool, it's there. Took down some times and what was on the screen and like their timestamp and everything.
Oh, yeah, hang on. Wasn't there also a thing saying you are not allowed to talk to the person who is supervising you? You may not speak with them.
I'm not allowed to ask questions.
Not allowed to ask questions,
Asking questions could incur more charge.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck? But yeah, I basically found this one. So I had 3 hours penciled to watch 1 hour of footage. That is how long that Metlink think it takes to watch 1 hour of footage, 3 hours. I've been to the Belly of the Beast many times.
Many different beasts as well.
Yeah. Oh, another beast has invited me over because.
Anyway, so what happened?
So I went in, found this, I asked for 6 screenshots. They said it would take 5 minutes each to pixelate people's image or blur out their faces.
Yeah, so you can get the images.
For Privacy Act.
Yeah.
I'll get to that. But yeah, I basically said, I want these 6 images. And as I was getting up to leave, I turned around the laptop. Push play, because I like rewound it a bit, and then I was like, I find it surprising your boss doesn't find this concerning, and then that's all I need. Yeah. Thanks, bye. And the look on her face, she was like,
yeah, because she had been told multiple times, nah, there's no buses running red lights in here, these motherfuckers are crazy.
Yeah, she
and
was like,
they're just wrong.
They're
just real wrong.
It was pretty good. It cost $36 every half hour. The first hour is free, but I had to pay a half hour deposit.
So crazy.
Because I only spent 15 minutes and them pixelating 6 images is estimated to take 30 minutes. Not sure why it would take that long.
I feel like I could do it in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah. Because of that, they had to give me a refund for that.
Yeah, boy.
I'm yet to get that refund. Yeah. It was, I gave them the money last, like, Wednesday, and I visited them last Friday, yet to get the refund. And guess what else I'm yet to get?
The images?
The images showing that, like, a bus ran through the red light. I made a comment being like, after you've made a decision, by law, you have to provide the information without undue delay.
Yeah.
Given you had a 3-hour window available for your staff, and I only used 1/4 of an hour of it,
feels like you probably
should have probably been able to do that. And that was, I don't know, last Friday, and now it's this Friday. And
maybe
I'm
they're,
still yet
maybe
to get
they're
it.
Wondering what to do now that someone's just proven that they fucking lied about it.
I also suggested that an apology might be in order.
Yeah, you're probably overstepping your bounds there.
Oh, for fuck's sake, man. They, like, fucking gaslit me.
Yeah, but you're not a child. Like, you know, just what you don't need to apologize.
They're children.
Yeah, they're childish. They're definitely childish about it. But also, like, what's the point? Is it going to make you feel better if you get an apology?
Yes.
Bus ran through a red light. Woo! Number two.
But yeah, that's that. So I'm still waiting for the footage, I guess.
I just can't believe they were so fucking...
They're just covering it up. They, yeah. To this day, they're still covering it up until I get the footage.
This is like the least impactful Watergate I've ever heard of. It's like Watergate. Someone's lying and covering it up. but it's also just really inconsequential.
Yeah. It's still funny. Like, why would they bother lying about it?
Yeah.
But in hindsight...
Yeah, don't stoop to their level.
Because I
believe Davenport NZ is here.
Because I'm still waiting for it.
Yeah.
And what I thought in hindsight...
It? Yeah.
I should have just copied the files off. Like,
then they'll fuck it. They'll get you, bro.
Yeah.
Like, it's not worth, like, doing illegal stuff. Or, like, close to illegal.
Oh, I tried plugging in my mouse in, like, fucking Windows. Like, oh, I need a driver for a mouse because mouse is hard.
Oh, yeah, it'll install the driver. You can use it without the driver, though.
Oh, no, I plugged it in and it was like, no, this is a mouse. I don't know
oh,
how
Oh, wireless.
To
yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, mate. You plug this into fucking Linux. Oh, yeah, mouse. Yeah, I know what a mouse
it
is.
It still needs a driver. It's just built into the kernel. You plug that into my Gentoo box, guarantee it won't work.
Yeah, fair enough, fair enough. I just find it so weird Windows needs... drivers that
Linux needs drivers as well.
Yeah, but drivers that aren't like kind of standard in the system, like a network card. If this thing here,
okay, counterpoint, Windows supports a lot more devices than Linux does.
A lot more useless devices.
I didn't say useful, useless. I just said a lot more devices.
Yeah, I would much rather that peripherals such as a network card or a keyboard or a mouse just has fucking drivers.
Yeah, but, okay, partly that's the manufacturer of the device as well, right? Like, they can just implement the USB HID spec and be done with it. They have that option.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Yeah, the officials appear to be brushing up on their fiction writing skills. Yeah, it's just ridiculous. Yeah, no, I know. They can use USB head stuff, but a lot of the manufacturers are like, oh, we need some extra stuff to make it... Yeah, get those...
I like Hughes Windows PC voice. What?
I don't know, you put in a voice probably.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, they...
Anyway, shit's fucked up. And I'm like, what? I know what's going to happen. You get the images. You'll be like, okay, they ran a red light. What's your Laguma now? Why
no,
weren't these...
No more Lagumas, mate. Once I get that evidence, it's down to work safe.
It's straight to work safe with those motherfuckers.
Think about it. A year ago, yeah. I told them about multiple buses, like a significant number of buses running red lights.
Yeah, yeah.
What was their first reaction? Oh, that guy's a liability. We better do something to cover this up.
Oh, a biker.
I have emails of them saying that I am a liability.
You are a liability. That one's true.
All right. But what else did they do?
Jack shit, really.
After 4 months, I think. Oh, no, it was 5 months. After 5 months, I do a Laguma being like, what actions have you taken in the 5 months?
And they were like, we emailed them three times.
They emailed two bus operators about three different cases.
I know. Look,
and by
I
that
know,
point, I'm there had been thousands.
Literally thousands. Double buses.
So, like, they haven't done anything after 5 months. Then after a year, they get this report. They pay ratepayer money to get this report.
And then it's wrong.
And it's
they don't
wrong.
Follow it up.
They get told it's wrong. And what do? They fucking cover it up. Like, what?
Did we miss a red light run on TPP? Yeah, I know. It's fucked up. Like, you don't
it's
need to convince
super
me.
Fucked up.
You don't need to convince me. I'm not sure that WorkSafe is going to do anything about it. But I'd be interested to see.
It shows pretty severe negligence over an entire year of safety concerns.
Okay, counterpoint. We deal with people all the time.
Yep.
And, I mean, in our professional work.
Yep.
That essentially are exposing every username and password of every customer who's ever signed up to them to the public.
Yep. Can you tell me what law that breaks under New Zealand law?
No, I can't. I'm just saying gross negligence.
Oh, that's right. I can tell you what law they're breaking under New Zealand law.
I gotcha.
Health and Safety Act at work.
Being grossly negligent and endangering people, whether they're virtualized or real, it's not necessarily enough.
One has a law, one does not.
Okay, okay. Spying on New Zealanders.
What's this guy doing?
Spying on New Zealanders, literally illegal. They got caught out. They changed the law.
Yep.
So I think someone doing something illegal doesn't mean shit for most people.
All right. Do you think...
Tell you what. If it was
do
like,
you think the regional like, council will have the power to change the law to make what they're currently doing legal?
I think they have the power. I think...
This is what, local government.
Here's what I think will happen. Here's what I think will happen. WorkSafe will go, yeah, it's probably not great, but it doesn't meet the threshold for prosecution. That's it. That's what they'll say.
Guess what?
What?
I can prosecute as well. Private prosecution, mate.
Can you prosecute in this case?
Yep. I reckon I could.
Okay, well, look, here's another thing. You have a life that you have to deal with.
I do.
And I'm not sure that this is the greatest...
I would prefer WorkSafe to deal with it. Yeah. But if they don't... I might just take it on me.
Yeah, DST issue. That's one of the issues. It's the camera's in the past, I think. 427, yeah.
27, oh, I shouldn't look at that one. 28, 27. Yeah, it's in the past.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, are we interested to see as
for
well?
For our computer. We don't know if our computer's on NTP.
Yeah, true.
427, 427. Yeah, it's the same as mine. Yeah. Mine what just turned 28. Yep, that's pretty close to mine, which mine's running NTP.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. Hey, did you know the latest version of Ubuntu? This isn't news. This is just something I found out. They don't use NTP anymore. They got rid of it. Mm-hmm. Now they use like TimeSyncD, which is just like a one-shot.
Yeah, I think I've seen that, yeah.
Just as one shot every 5 minutes or whatever. Which is... I don't... Sorry, coughing fit. I don't think it's great, but whatever. I don't know if it matters. Oh, man, I'm going to be real sick this weekend. Like, this fucking throat.
Oh, man, at the client site on Tuesday, there was one girl that was super sick, and she, like, got sent home.
Yeah, it's like, go the fuck home. People are trying to work.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh, like, I'm just not even an employee here. I'm like, oh, like, don't cough on me.
I know, right?
She went home. She was there the next day. I'm like, oh.
She was sick again? Or?
Nah, she seemed better, but I was like,
That's good against. The sound is out against the video, 10 seconds. 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. I'm counting seconds, by the way, so feel free to...
Counting seconds of the clock, like, it's 30 now.
30. Okay, 1 second. Less 10 seconds. Occasionally, depending on what screen we're looking at, we'll talk about things at a different time. Because real life, of course, happens.
Yeah, like mine says 34, 35, 36, 37.
Yeah, so that he's reading off Twitch, which is like delayed another 10 seconds.
Oh, yeah, that is 10 seconds, yeah.
But we have the camera, we have real life, and then we have a Twitch screen going as well. So it's not great.
Yeah, I tend just to look at mine because...
That's why they call him Twitchy Hugh.
It's easier.
Easier though?
Do you want to take a story?
Okay.
Take a story.
What do we got here? Number one. Did you fucking see that iOS exploit, bro?
Ooh. Yeah.
Did you see it?
I did not. Okay. I think I did, actually.
It's a real good boy.
I've been pretty busy this week. I'm just going to let you know.
I mean, so have I.
You have been on holiday.
Okay. No, not true. I have been visiting my partner's family and attending a wedding in another country. It's definitely not a holiday. I'd say we got 1 day of holiday.
Oh, he still thinks our camera seconds are in the future.
Well, I can compare them to the computer. Have a look. Oh, yeah, they are. Yeah, 30.
Oh, yeah, the seconds are.
Yeah, about 20 seconds or so, yeah.
Did you just do a fart?
Yeah, why is that?
It smells real fucking bad.
Oh, snap, it does, yeah.
Like, real bad. Like,
wow, that's impressive. That's real impressive. It's a real small one as well. You know when it's one that's just... he's walked out. I can't. Sorry, mate. There's a camera on it. Oh, yeah, that's impressive. I don't even know what was going to happen. Yeah, that was for you, Weblo Pepe. That was for you. The camera's in the future by 15 or 20 seconds or something, and then We've also got, it's actually delayed by 30 minutes as well. And then we've also got the Twitch, so I guess, yeah. That. Anyway, iOS. Got a little iOS exploit, boot ROM, hacking in the iOS. So iOS, when it boots up, it verifies some signatures and shit. And it has a bug. Impressive with your beer there. It has a bug where you can bypass it and load whatever booty stuff you want.
Nearly got on my CentOS.
That's where we had, right?
Nah, 1984.
You're four something or other.
My
1984.
My 1984.
Yeah, I was thinking just doing about CentOS.
Nah.
You said CentOS in there.
I did say CentOS. I didn't mean to. I can't remember why I said CentOS.
Are you thinking of Red Hat? I get them confused all the time too. Oh, Jesus.
Gross. So what about this iOS bug?
Anyway, you can boot up whatever operating system you want. You can jailbreak it. You can just boot up and hack it. It's real good.
Cool. I'm happy with
arbitrary
that.
Arbitrary code on an iPhone. So if you use a secure enclave, you still have, like, you can't...
Oh, I don't know if that's mine smelling or your smelling or just them...
It's yours.
Interleave.
You fart it as well. Fucking gross cunt, isn't he? I don't bask in it like Q does.
Bask in it.
Yeah, you can't... If you've got a secure enclave, you still can't bypass the PIN code, but you can, if you don't have a secure enclave, you can do unlimited hacking and all that kind of shit. So it's pretty cool. But it's also infinite. You can't patch it. It's in the boot ROM. You can't patch it. So any iPhone that was created before this was patched, you can jailbreak forever. How good is that? Remember how they were talking about, like, giving away iPhones for testing?
Think don't what that will mean for, like, people that make iOS ODAs for a living, that jailbreaks for
yeah. Basically, they can research jailbreak on the latest version of iOS, because as long as these devices keep getting updates.
Oh no, but like the people that like make their money from like finding jailbreak exploits.
Oh, I see. Yeah, less useful now.
Yeah, they're like,
Well, now they can only sell it to people who are using it for like legit bad purposes, right?
Yeah.
Because before you could be like, oh well, research and stuff. Now yeah. You're like, well, research, you can just hack a personal device.
It's interesting this has come out just after they've released this research program.
Yeah, the timing of all this has been a little bit strange, right? Because we also saw the Google report recently.
Yeah.
I basically say things are not looking good for iOS at the moment. I mean, I'd be fine still using it, but especially Jesus. You're gross, Hugh. You're gross. I'd be fine still using it. How many hackers does it take to use a paper shredder?
I don't know. Seems like quite a few. Yeah. You need to, like...
Do you sometimes feel like people don't
you need to scoop out the paper? Like, you need to pull the drawer out and just scoop the paper.
Scoop the paper.
Scoop the paper.
Scoop the paper. Make sure to keep emptying it, guys.
Yeah, you need to pull out the drawer and, like, scoop
if
the paper.
If it's not empty, it heats up real fast. It needs to be, like, empty it.
Pull out the drawer and, like, scoop the paper and, like, make a hole for it to go in.
Did you empty it? You need to make sure it's empty. If it's not, you got to empty it. You should empty it. It cools down faster. If it's not empty, it doesn't cool down as fast. Especially because it bunches up directly underneath the
shredding compartment. Yeah, it really does. It's like a really bad thing. Do you love how we just turn the bus factor into the shred factor?
The shred factor. That's why they call him the shredder.
Oh my god, look how much there is.
Well, that wasn't just from this. Oh, where are you putting those shreddings? Oh, would you?
Oh, are you putting them in the recycling? Oh, no, he's putting them in the paper recycling.
Is he putting in the paper recycling that's not in a clear bag and thus can't be recycled? We use the bin. Oh, they have recycling up there as well? Oh, I didn't know that. What, the more you know? I thought we had to put recycling out there. The more you know.
What an anti-recycler you are.
No, I've been pro-recycling. I'm saying if you're going to recycle it, you got to put it in the right bag. Otherwise, you can't recycle it.
You would have just chucked them in the rubbish. I know you.
Yeah, damn right I would have. I'm pro-recycling. I'm just not pro-me recycling. You know what I mean? Like, if there's a recycling bin there, I'll use it. But, oh my God, I fucked up real bad the other day.
Damn, that van ran a red light pretty good.
Oh, bastards. I was in the airport after, just on the flight from America, so we had an 8-hour layover. It would have been like 40 hours flying, whatever. I was in Wellington Airport, I had a piece of gum I wanted to throw out. Went to put it in the bin. Accidentally put it in the recycling bin instead of the other bin. I felt like such a dick.
Because
I like walked up to it, stared at the bins for a few seconds, and then just threw it in recycling. And my girlfriend was like, what the fuck? And I'm like, I fucked up. I fucked up and put it in the wrong bin. It was horrible. Anyway, that's why I'm banned from Wellington Airport now. Anyway, what's the news story here? Do you know WannaCry? Do you remember that one?
I do.
WannaCry affected their NHS in the Europe and England.
Just gonna double check something.
Okay. Whether it's illegal to recycle.
So you know how Gmail like adds in events.
Yeah.
Just based on emails.
Are you an hour late to your Logan Brown dinner?
It's tomorrow. Google took this.
Yeah.
On the 5th of the 10th at 5:30.
Yeah.
And it has made a fucking
thing event for right now.
For now.
And you're like,
but this is the 4th. It is the 4th. Bad Google.
So you were like, holy shit, I definitely messed it up.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm pretty sure I booked for tomorrow.
Got another Best Fact of Viewers, guys.
Yeah, we're going to fucking Logan Brown, mate.
Oh, is there a red light runner? Edit. Why are you going to Logan Brown? Like, do you prefer Logan Brown over Hippopotamus?
My wife hasn't been to Logan Brown.
Have you been to both?
I'm not sure I've actually been to Hippopotamus.
Hippopotamus is pretty good, but it is like French cuisine, so it's like... If you like it, then you'll like it, but... Digger Station, of course, yeah. I wouldn't go to Hippopotamus and just be like, I'll just have the a la carte menu, please.
Yeah.
Give me a piece of fish, I'll be done.
Yeah, I have, like, menu or something. It's kind of weird.
Time is not
it's a WoW menu. We're not going to WoW, but...
Logan Brown does the thing where if you go early for, like, a short period, you get cheaper, yeah. Yeah, I'd do that at Logan Brown, fuck yeah.
Oh, we're doing it because we've got a show later, but I was like, this is really weird. Like, we're kind of like pre-ordering our food.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's so they can get a second round of people in rather than if you pay their full price, you get to sit around for ages. Yeah, I think I'd definitely do that, Logan Brown. Yeah, haven't been to Logan Brown in 12 years. 12 years! Might have gone downhill since then. Well, let us know
how it is. The time is not even UTC. Why would the time be UTC, Dad?
Well,
If
you haven't got it set to a time zone, it might as well be UTC, you know?
Yeah, but, like, literally last week, it was set to New Zealand standard time.
It's almost old New Zealand standard time, yeah. Even as our alarm system is, like, really fucked up at the moment as well.
Oh, yeah.
It's out by, like, an hour and a half?
Yeah.
No, 12 hours plus half an hour.
Yeah, it's a bit weird.
It's real messed up. Logan Brown is exactly like Cobb & Co.
Wait, what? Like, Cobb & Co?
Yeah, Cobb & Co. You know Cobb & Co?
No, Logan Brown is not like Cobb & Co.
How is it like Cobb & Co? You go there, you sit down, you have a nice meal, you leave. It's exactly like Cobb & Co. What's the difference? A little bit more expensive.
Describe me what Cobb & Co might be like.
A sit-down restaurant where you go with you and your friends and you sit down and you have a wonderful dinner.
Describe me the local RSA to me.
Oh, local RSA. They have, like, events there. I'd say RSA is, like, more events-focused.
If you're going for a meal, describe the RSA to me.
You go down, you sit down with your friends and family, and you have a nice meal. Have some drinks as well, because RSA...
What's the difference between RSA and Cobb & Co?
I'd say RSA does events quite often. Can you drink at Cobb & Co?
You surely must. Where's the closest one? It's, like, out in fucking... Levin or some shit.
Yeah, well, I can imagine.
Oh, there is. Oh, no, there was one in Upper Hutt, but it's closed down.
Yeah, there used to be one in Hamilton, but the owner, like, Cobb & Co. stopped talking with the owner, so they, like, rebranded, and it was a big legal dispute, and I don't know, it was a big thing. Basically the same thing. RSA and the Cobb & Co. same thing, just like Logan Brown, but RSA is more casual, I'd say.
Yeah. Cobb & Co., I think, is main stretch in Levin. There's, like, a Cobb & Co. there. On the left somewhere going north. Is there one in Palmy as well?
Yeah, that's a good point. RSA is predominantly for retired servicemen.
All right. Describe me Logan Brown.
Go there with someone you care about and you sit down and you have dinner. Lunches as well. Get your lunches there.
You were just saying that they had multiple dinner options. Does Cobb & Co... Oh, was that one?
Was that one? Yes, easy.
Yeah, that was easily one.
Yeah, they have a full menu.
Isn't
he that idiot on YouTube? Who? RSA? Cobb & Co? Like the owner of Cobb & Co? Guy from Hamilton Cobb & Co? I don't know who you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of RSAs around. There's like one in...
Logan Brown. Is Logan Brown an idiot from YouTube? Oh, no, that's Logan Paul, right? That's Logan Paul. That's a good joke, but I honestly, the problem is I don't know who these YouTubers are, so it's like real confusing.
Yeah, there's a lot. Nah, Logan Brown is like quite a fancy upmarket restaurant in Wellington.
Probably the fanciest in Wellington.
Like you have like Bogart Street Bistro, and like there's a couple of like smaller bistros that are similar fancy but not as big.
Yeah.
Like Logan Brown's quite big inside.
The fancy place to go.
Oh yeah. Whew.
They have a dress code, right?
Yeah, I think they do.
Because when I went to the Digger Station at fucking whatever,
shorts and t-shirt.
Yeah, I wore this. I wore like a ZX t-shirt, some jeans, and was just like, "What's that?"
Nah, I'll probably wear something fancy.
Oh no, did I wear something fancier? Fuck. Now thinking about it, I think my girlfriend convinced me to wear something fancier, and then she was like, "Aren't you glad you didn't just wear your t-shirts and jeans?" And I was like,
"I think this is going to be one." Oh, I think it's going to happen.
Logan Brown sounds more like a clothing store than a restaurant.
E-Z-P-Z.
He got away from it.
Huh?
He no red light.
Well, I'm looking 10 seconds in the past, remember?
Well, E-Z-P-Z, they all just got through.
E-Z. Oh, is this guy going to go as well? That's a really long light.
Yeah, I think this
What's
time
happening
of,
with it?
This what? Time of night, it only triggers when someone physically presses it.
Oh.
So if no one presses it, it doesn't trigger.
Oh, but there were so many buses.
Yeah, Logan Brown sounds like one of those men's stores where it's like you go
it
there
does
for like
it.
Some clothes and maybe a jacket and a suit and, you know. Mm. But it's a little bit casual as well. It's like they've got casual wear. It's not just suits.
Yeah.
A little bit of casual wear. Logan Brown. Or like Barker's, right? Logan Brown sounds like another Barker's.
Yeah, I suppose it does. But no, it's a restaurant. And I'm going.
Al
I like
Brown
how
and
this
Steve
has turned into the Logan Brown factor.
Oh, is that why it's called Logan Brown? Al Brown and Steve Logan. The more you know.
Wait, what?
Dun, dun, dun. The more you know. Steve, Al, Steve, and Logan Brown.
How does he just know these things?
TPP just knows shit, man. He's also got the advantage that he has Google open, whereas we don't. So it could be that he's just real fast at Googling. He had time to Google.
He's old. How old do you reckon he is?
TPP or
I think I heard his voice in a video he sent me.
Oh, yeah?
I think.
Is he as old as your father?
Nah, he didn't sound that old.
Rude. Rude to your father.
My dad's old.
Yeah, you call him that old, though. That's, like, insulting. He's not that old.
He's not as old as my father. My father is older than him.
If I open another tab, it slows down. I thought I'd dox myself and I upload that footage to Google. Yeah, we're pretty lazy about doxing people, to be honest. Yeah, fair enough.
Do you want a story?
You take one of your stories. Have you done? You've done none so far.
Right, I'll talk about some bus windows.
Bus windows.
So, you've sat on a bus, right?
Yeah, I do it every day. I bus now.
Do you look out the window?
Yeah, I guess so. So I listen to podcasts, which normally means I try and avoid eye contact and just...
Yeah.
But sometimes it's hard. Do you know what I hate when you're standing and you're standing close to people and there's nobody to look? You just... Feet.
I'm going to give you two options.
Okay.
So these are things that you can do to make the bus system better. One.
You have a little picture of your kitty, which you know... Oh, yeah.
Right. First thing.
Sorry, Karen. Yeah.
You can...
Oh, that was the other fan. Pepe's cat was watching the bus factor. We didn't get a chance. We didn't get a chance to click it because we don't have a good way to click. But thank you. You have a nice cat. Data, right?
I can click on that.
Yeah, well,
up there. But
anyway, two options.
Yeah, two options. So the first is, so you know, advertising on buses.
Yeah.
Even
on the outside.
Yeah. Should we put it on the outside?
Oh, I have heard about this.
And
story.
Like all over the windows, so you can't see out the windows.
Oh, you can still see out the windows. They have like that weird pattern where like you can see out, but not in.
These ones sound like you can't even see out.
I'll see it when I believe it.
Anyway, so that's your first option of fixing the bus network.
Fixing the bus network.
Okay. The second option is literally anything else.
Is that someone done it? What? That's not an option. Literally anything else is not an option.
All right. Not putting advertising on windows.
Also, honestly, if someone said, hey, if we put advertising in the windows, the buses will be cheaper for poor people. Fuck yeah, I'd take the advertisements. I hate advertising with a passion.
Yeah.
But you know what I hate more? Expensive buses. Not for me personally, but just in general.
Yeah, buses should be cheaper. But yeah, like they're thinking of putting advertising on the bus windows and like they're getting a bit of slack about it. Not slack.
Yeah, I also, I need to just go check my blood sugar.
Are you dying?
Maybe.
All right.
You keep on talking about the story, though.
Yeah, I can talk. Yeah, so, oh my God, he's just collapsed. Oh my God. Does anyone know first aid?
He's lying. What should you do? What should you do? First aid if a diabetic collapses. What should you do with heroin?
Ah, fucking get the insulin. Yeah, just fucking get it. Stab him. Just stab him. And then sprinkle some sugar on top. Yeah, just like a bit of a mixture. But yeah, so Metlink are looking at getting bus advertising windows to cover up all the windows, and that is their solution to fix the bus network. It's kind of weird. I've got another story. Up in Auckland. Because we've got some listeners in Auckland, right? There is a thing called a green light hackathon. Sounds interesting. So it's basically like one of those GovHack type things. Like you can help out and like just work out how to just make shit work. And it's run in conjunction with NZTA and Auckland Transport. So yeah, like go at it. I really hope Wellington gets something like that. Because then, like, a second-year student would just, like, fucking fix it. It is, so Stephen's now calling out from the floor. He's like, oh, it's really bad. It's free labor. They should pay for their employees. But the thing is, they're shit. So, like, eh. Oh, there's a little kid in watching the little Bus Factor show. Oh, what's he doing on the thing? Oh, he's got some swear words. What? Oh, yeah, there's a lot of swear words in that left column on your LibreOffice. Oh, my God, you have so many tabs open. Look how many tabs he has open. Or windows. That's too many. That's too many. But, yeah, like, fuck. Fuck. There's two fucks. But that's a lot of windows you've got open.
I can imagine it's like PBS favorite swear words.docx. So my blood sugar is low. Sure. I'll go to eat and I'm probably going to slow.
Mate, take some insulin.
You know, so with this one time.
Don't get me make you get insulin in your system with. Nah, I would never give him insulin. Pretty much you would.
It'd be bad. I'll die.
Never. Like.
Yeah, there's no time you should ever give a diabetic insulin. Unless he asks you. So there's one time.
What about if she asks you?
It's fine as well.
Do you want to know something funny about Metlink?
Go ahead.
So when they were talking about my refund, they made me give my address so they can store it in their system as a refund, which I'm like,
whatever.
But then I was also like, they can get it from rates anyway, or yeah, elections.
It's
or
a great
like,
council.
Like, so. I don't know. It's pretty public information. But when I replied being like, this is my address, I got an automatic response being like, I'm out of the office. I might not check my emails. If you want to contact Greg Pollock, which is the GM, email this person as she is her EA.
You misgendered Greg Pollock.
Yeah, I actually like kind of debated it. I think I opened up reply being like, you might want to like change that because like, I've met Greg. He is not female.
Hang on, what's this here? Auto mod held a message for reason identity. Allow, we'll post it to chat. Sneaky cunt. Is the issue here that he swore?
I think so, but I like how it just shows up. Shall we allow him?
Yeah, allow it. Thanks for the feedback. The Bus Factor.
Use.
Add permitted term cunt. You're allowed to say cunt in the Bus Factor channel.
Ooh.
Oh, are we allowed to not swear? No, we're allowed to swear.
We're not allowed to talk about sex.
Can't
talk
about sex. That's the rule. I think that's because my eyes. I think it's because like we're on iTunes or something. We can't talk about sex. There's some rule like that. So this one time, I was intoxicated along with a friend who was intoxicated.
What word do we want to add as a permitted term?
None. That's fine. Just any is fine. Can't talk about masturbating either. It's pretty close to sex. It's sexual stuff, not just the act of sex, but sexual stuff. But like, I don't know, in your slang terms, I guess it's fine. Anyway, we were intoxicated, and I was like, I checked my blood sugar, and he was like, you need to inject insulin. And I'm like, what? And he was like, you need to inject insulin. And I'm like, I'm 99% sure I don't. I just checked it. But he was so drunk, he thought I hadn't done it. And he was trying to tell me how to manage my... if I had listened to him, I would have died. It's funny. Co-op versus single player. Sexual. Come on, Hugh. Get back in there.
I was talking about, there's that hackathon. Some girl got, like, fucking murdered by a Mercedes driver.
Someone got murdered by what?
Someone got murdered by a Mercedes driver.
Legit?
So this was in England.
Okay.
Somewhere in England. Can't remember where. I think it was close to London, but
okay.
I think I just say that.
Everywhere's close to London.
So she was with her friend, and they were waiting on the side of the road, and there was a bus, and the bus like waved at her, and she like waved at them. So like she thought it was good to go because the bus wasn't going to kill her, and then some Mercedes driver like just fucking sped out and fucking murdered her dead.
Okay, so she was like crossing the road or something, and she thought it was okay to walk, but someone pulled out. Like,
so I think the bus stopped for the Mercedes. It sounded kind of weird.
Are those new jeans, by the way?
Not that old. I'll have to look down. Yeah, so the bus it was turning left. A move that would take up both sides of the road. Mm. So he stopped to give way to a Mercedes driver. And the bus driver signaled for the girl to cross and the girl waved back. And the bus driver can no longer recall giving a hand signal, even though the other girl said. And then she started walking out and murdered.
Okay, so I don't think murder is quite the right term for this.
I got my jeans from shall I take them off and find out?
They're from like for what do you call them? Like the Levi's, right? Yeah.
Oh no, they might be from, where do I normally go to jeans shopping?
She was killed by someone, but I don't think it was
murdered. Yeah.
Probably manslaughter if I had to guess. Whoa. Maybe not even that. Could be a few pixels off. Oh yeah, I see. Interesting. I've been in a similar situation, except I was the driver.
So did you murder someone?
I was driving behind a car. That murdered. Car started slowing down, and I was like, why the fuck is this car slowing down? Okay, so I pulled out, like, because it was dual lane, double lane. Pulled out and just, like, accelerated.
Murdered.
Then I realized the reason they were slowing down is because we were just in front of a fucking pedestrian crossing, and my friend was about to step out on the pedestrian crossing, and I almost murdered them.
Have I told you many, 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 many times
red
on the
drum,
bus factor that
drum.
You sound like a terrible driver? Like every time you bring up a driving experience.
Well, I'm not going to bring up the stories where I'm like, everything was fine and uneventful. Why would I bring up that story?
You just always bring up the stories that make you sound like.
Yeah, because why am I going to bring up this one time I was driving, everything was fine.
I just don't have that many bad driving stories.
How many do I have? It might feel like a lot.
Close to 100.
Close to 100. Every bus factor episode, I've got one.
So I talked through a few things. Oh, yeah. A month ago, or maybe more, we talked about a crash in Rotorua with some Chinese tourists.
Yep. Okay. Yeah.
They all got killed. The driver has appeared in court.
Oh, interesting. Haven't heard the outcome of the, like.
Yeah.
Was the driver Chinese?
Like, no, I think was it, a, like, it was a tour bus. Okay. Yeah, so. But yeah, he has appeared before. It's so weird that they like published that as news. This person has appeared before court. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how I feel about it. Like, I don't know if that's really in the public interest to hear about. Do you know what I mean?
Some people might want to know what's happening with the thing, but
is it in the public interest to know what's happening? I genuinely don't know the answer. I'm not trying to say like yes or no.
Some people like to know.
And yeah, some people
are still public.
Okay, yes, but is it in the public interest? So I think the public interest is more than just some people would like, because like paparazzi is in the public interest,
by that
definition. But should it be?
Oh yeah, there was a story about old Megan or whatever.
Oh yeah, I.
She's had a bit of paparazzi.
She's being compared to Princess Diana. Or something.
Oh yeah, like she's had like a lot of paparazzi.
And then the paparazzi were like, "Bitch, you don't even come close to bitch Diana."
Well, I think who's her husband? Harry? William?
I have no idea. I
one of them. He's basically like, saying, I really don't want the same thing that happened to my mum to happen to my wife. Like
a car crash?
Yeah. Oh, no, I think someone like suggested that she could get a chauffeured trip or something. Or like, I don't know, it was like real cringy. I was like, oh, wow.
Okay, weird. I only know about it through titles. For some reason, Google on my phone thinks I really care about the royal family. I'm pretty sure I never clicked on a story.
Are you all right?
I'm still low blood sugar. It's real unpleasant.
Do you want more chocolates?
Like, it's weird. Yes, but also no.
What do you measure?
Low, very low.
Then have more. Jesus.
It's not going to help.
Don't you have to measure like 10 minutes after?
Eh, it's good to. Media hounding. Is that what he's just talking about?
I don't want you to die. It just looked like you collapsed against the thing.
Hang on. Big crowd in the back there. Are you talking about the people at the office?
Oh, can you hear?
Because there literally is a big crowd at the back of the office.
Oh, is there a reflection?
I can't see one.
It doesn't look like it.
Have you just seen a big crowd at the back of Princess Diana's death? I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Do you want to take a story then?
Not really, but I'll try. Oh. WannaCry at the NHS, England. People said at the time, oh my God, WannaCry, cyber infrastructure attack. People will die. People are dying because of WannaCry. False. They did a study after the fact and said, what was the impact of WannaCry on the NHS? It actually didn't increase mortality rates at all.
Do you want to know something really weird?
What's that?
I was at a hospital going under general anaesthetic for some surgery.
That's the one where you don't even know what's happening. You know, most of those don't work by making you not feel pain or unconscious. They work by making you not remember the experience.
Yeah. This one's weird. It involves a tube and another tube.
Yeah, I know the type.
And it gets put in and pulled out.
I know
out.
The type, yeah.
But when I was there, it was shortly after WannaCry had hit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And all the nurses and doctors were kind of like talking about this. And I was like,
this was in New Zealand, right?
This was in New Zealand. Yeah. And I was kind of like, oh, like
oh, I hope WannaCry doesn't hit while he's under, or I'm going to have to stay under for a long time.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, yeah. I think I mentioned like I was like, in security or something.
Do you guys patch? is that XP? I don't want to go under. Just breathe it in. Just breathe it. No, I don't want to go under. It's running XP.
Oh man, it's like, weird.
Have you seen the IT crowd scene? Yeah. Where the bomb,
oh yeah, the bomb. It's running XP. We're all gonna die.
See, thing is, you think, oh, that's like a 10-year-old joke now. Still works.
I saw an XP box in my last job.
Oh, I think it was Vista in that experience.
Yeah.
Vista. We're all gonna die. Sorry, you saw what?
Saw an XP box in my last job.
Real old man, old. Yeah. I haven't seen an XP box for a while, actually.
Couldn't do much with it.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah, they patched the critical ones and, like,
It annoys me. I'm like, it's an XP box. It should be just dropping a shell.
Should just be dropping a shell. Yeah, they got the long-term support agreements. Wait, hang on. I have not seen a Windows 95 box. I'd say since I've been working with computers professionally, I haven't seen a Windows 95 box.
I think, one of my first tech support jobs, I think, had a 98, not 95.
95 is pretty old.
90, oh, damn.
Yeah, I think, like, I've seen XP, maybe, like, ME.
Oh, ME. Who's running ME?
I don't know, but I'm pretty sure I've dealt with ME before. Gross. Like, not on this job. I'm thinking about previous jobs. Yeah. Since I've been pen testing, which is not that long, I had to write a DOS TSR this year. I know what DOS is. I genuinely don't know what TSR is.
Is it like MSR? Master? No, that's MBR.
Yeah, I have seen MSR, but I don't know what it stands for.
Master Service Record?
Perhaps.
Boom. I reckon
perhaps.
That's it.
It's a DOS daemon, is it? A terminate and stay resident. It's kind of a strange name, terminate and stay.
Oh, is that so you can get in like the upper resident memory? Because DOS had like fucking weird things that you had to like, I want to access this memory now. And you had to like run a
single user, right?
Yeah, it was single user, but like you had to run like a special command if you wanted to use like the upper memory. Otherwise, like, nah, mate, you can only use these like 16 bytes or whatever.
If it stays in memory running, then how is it terminating?
Yeah, mouse driver. Like, Transient and stray resident, mate.
Transient and stay resident. Transient, perhaps, but terminate. I don't really understand the terminate here.
Yeah, I'm going to take my dad's advice on this, because dad, we have established, is older.
He is probably older. We haven't actually established it.
I think we have established it, because I have heard TPP's voice.
If you control Z it, then it's not terminated, though.
Wait, can you control Z in DOS? Oh, no, he's... Yeah, I get it. Yeah, the high mem dot sys. Yeah, I remember that. You're just like, I want more memory.
Yeah, because when you're in the wrong mode, it's
give
like,
me more memory.
It's like, you know, have you seen... Pynchon did a talk about how a computer boots up. And he's like, so the CPU turns on and it has to pretend it's a computer from the 80s.
Yeah.
And he runs on commands.
Yeah,
and
I've seen that.
You move it to the 90s. And now it's in the 90s, but it's not good enough. You need to run some commands to move it to the 95s and then the 98s and then 2000s.
So a really good talk. I liked it.
It was pretty good, actually, yeah. It was like one of those talks you're like, eh. Yeah. Flat memory. You just directly access everything. If your process decides it wants to fuck everything up, go ahead. Go ahead. We got any more stories we want to do? We're kind of running out of time.
Oh, yeah. We have gone over.
I'll just see. Is there anything good here? Some dudes in Auckland hacked the billboard and made it display porn. That's funny. Zynga, the guys who make games for Facebook, the people who make games for Facebook, got breached 200 million accounts. Fuck, I want a copy of that database.
Oh, Zynga, they make the Facebook games, yeah.
Yeah, they make Facebook games. 200 million users in SHA-1 format.
Damn, that's easy.
Juicy. And also, BitLocker now will encrypt using the TPM and like CPU rather than trusting the CSS. That's it for me.
Otago bus drivers want a living wage. In USA, there is a bus driver shortage. Some bus driver in the States, in the UK, sorry, he killed someone and he admitted to not having a valid license at the time. And he was like doing...
While driving, killed someone while driving.
While driving with passengers.
How was he fucking driving a bus with passengers without a license?
Oh, I just don't know. It's UK.
I think he said it was America.
Nah, that one's the UK. Okay. America, there's just a shortage of bus drivers. Just like us. Some bus driver told a person in a wheelchair, hey, why don't you do a wheelie?
Oh, that's brutal.
And a school bus in Maunganui. Oh, the USA driver shortage was to do with school sports bus drivers.
Is that a niche that they really need to fill?
I don't know.
Oh, we've got a lot of bus drivers, but not the school sports bus drivers subsection. You need a special degree for that one.
Or I didn't know about the female drunk bus driver in the US TPP. You might need to become another reporter from the street. Our foreign reporter is back in the country.
Okay. Hey, you just missed 6 reads. Interesting. I don't know if I... I think I was actually looking at the screen this time.
I think it was 7. I just saw... Yeah. Oh, yep. 7 just then. Yep.
That taxi, was it?
I feel we've missed a lot.
We probably have, yeah.
Well, it's also daylight savings. I think this happens every year as well.
Tell you what, I'll give you 4 red light runs. No, 3. I'll say maybe we missed 3. No, we shouldn't increase it. Because we've talked about this before. If you ever go back and look at the episodes and like have sometimes just increased it for fun.
They know that we are better than them, though.
Yeah, we are. Yeah,
I'm still waiting for my data. Oh.
We do mess up most episodes, so it probably wouldn't be incorrect to add it, but I also just don't want to be in the position where we have to try and defend.
Yeah, you're better off underestimating than overcounting, undercounting than over.
Is that it for you?
Yeah, I think I'm happy with that.
I'm going to let my blood sugar recover and then I'll get it home.
Yeah, have some beer, mate.
Could do, yeah.
Beer's got sugar.
Yeah, beer does not raise blood sugar, and it also interferes with liver function, and your liver is responsible for regulating blood sugar. You shouldn't
beer,
drink.
Mate.
If you
it's
have low
sugar.
Blood sugar, you shouldn't drink beer. That's what I'm getting at. So what's up with the Bus Factor G? A Bus Factor OG?
Oh, if you want TPP.
The Bus Fact Dog, rather. Sorry.
You can triage. I'm out. I'm not doing it. There's no point.
Missing the Bus Fact. Oh, okay. So yeah, Bus Factor G.
He's talking about the GIFs.
Yeah.
Because the machine has not been running in months now.
Yeah, we still have
some footage. If you want, I can just give you the footage.
We really need someone to just build a system to automate it.
Yeah, well, if you want to do that as well. I've thought of it, but yeah, I don't know.
The machine.
Until Metlink actually fucking pull finger and appreciate
Yeah, it's a good point. It doesn't really matter to do it.
Yeah, like it's wasted. It's wasted time.
If someone wants to
NZGA get a... liked it, and they were like, oh, yeah, keep it coming. And I was like, I'm not going to do this anymore, but if you want, you can do it.
Yeah.
And they just stopped responding.
Silent. They're like, no, thank you.
Okay.
But okay, I think we're done for today. Next week is Christchurch Con, so we won't be here. Week after that is Kauai Con, so we won't be here.
Oh, we will be here. We'll find a boat.
Week after that, I'm away, so we might have a guest, especially if people are still in the country from Kauai Con. Yeah, sounds good. I hope everyone has had a wonderful week and happy 100th episode.
So what you're saying is the bus factor is no longer.
No longer what?
Going. Yeah, you're just like, we're not going to be here for the next...
month-ish.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll be here in Kauai Con, you're right.
But yeah, we made 100 episodes. Thanks for being fans. Remember, we're on Patreon.
Don't forget to like and subscribe. Smash that like button. Bye.
Libus Vector. Oh yeah.